I must say it is a delight to be here this morning. I have some memories here, but it is the first time that I have my wife with me here this morning. We have a handicapped son, and he doesn't travel real well, so we took a little extra time to get him here for the wedding, and so she's here with me this morning. I don't want to take more than my allotted 10 minutes, and so I want to get right into what I have to say. Yesterday, at the wedding, a few of you were there, I took 4 points out of Genesis chapter 3 and moved them into our current experience as Christians in the world. The one point that I wanted to carry out of there this morning and broaden on is the first part of Genesis 3, verse 15. And you don't need to turn there because you all know it well. But I want you just to hear those words. It is, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. Now the word enmity there is a, you might take it as a war. There's a war. There's something going on between the woman's seed and the serpent's seed. Okay, there's a fight. That fight is going on today. The rest of the verse, of course, talks about the promise of the victory we have in Jesus Christ. Now, I think because that we often, we Jesus Christ is actually a big deal, we assume that the fight is over. Okay, but the fight in fact continues. Now, it is in that fight that we find our purpose and our callings in the earth. It is in that fight that the diversity of our gifts are exercised. And so it's important for us not to look at this thing as some dark reality, but just for us to understand that as Christians, what happened at Calvary and the victory that was at Calvary is actually broader than just he died to forgive us our sins. Yes, he died to forgive us our sins. But there's a bigger cosmic battle that is a part of this. And when he said it is finished at the cross, it actually had effects that we do not yet understand in the earth and in heaven. Okay? So you need to turn with me now to Revelation chapter 12 to read more about this same fight between the woman's seed and the serpent's seed. Now, as we are creatures of time, we often look at things that we read with a huge question mark: when and where and how. Those are just questions that we have as we read something. Well, this particular scripture has multiple realities in it all at the same time. Okay? There's pieces of it that are in time. There's pieces of it that are in eternity. There are pieces of it that are physical in the world, and there are pieces of it that are spiritual. Okay? Are you going to get all that in one reading? No. I only say that to kind of open our experience. So when we start reading, it says, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars, And she, being with child, cried and travailed in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Now, if you look at that, you say, okay, when did this happen? Of course, this actually shows some of Mary giving birth to Jesus. Okay? But that same birth, that same wanting to be born in you, is still going on in our lives today. Okay? There's still the dragon lying there to devour. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that she should feed there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. And Michael and his archangels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and her angels. Now we just switched from earth to heaven. There's a world that we don't see that's here as well as the world we do see. Okay, but we switch from what could possibly be mostly here, both eternal and repeating itself, and one that happened some time ago, and prevailed not. The battle went on, that prevailed not. Often in our lives in the earth, when we pray for things to happen, and it feels like, I spoke from Psalm 73 yesterday, it feels like it is nip and tuck between the powers of darkness and the powers of light, and prevailed not. And it could feel like, it's so close that he's really going to need our help here. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. That would include you and I. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by, I'm going to be really careful with this, because, but I can say this when maybe a few other people can't. The deception. There's a belief among Christians that we can become undeceived by gorging ourselves on the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And so they overcame him by creating halls of learning where people could go study what is true. The reason I can say that in this place, I remember listening to Alistair Begg, a preacher in our area, and he was talking about he was talking about materialism. And he was really kind of against it. And I was thinking, Alistair, do you know where you're preaching this? I was thinking that, and all of a sudden he said, is it my imagination or is it getting really quiet in here? And I understood that Alistair for sure knew where he was talking about materialism. I understand that I'm in a place that values education very highly, and I do as well. And so that's why I can say this, okay? But there's something that can't become undeceived by eating at the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But it has to come back to the cross. It has to come back to the cross. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and to the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he pursued the woman which brought forth the man-child. And the woman, and to the woman were given two wings, and a great eagle, of a great eagle, and she, that she might fly into the wilderness for her place where she is nurtured for a time, and times and a half time, and from the face of the serpent. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal verse. Because in the dark and lonely times of our lives, when it feels like there's nothing going on, there's a preparation and a protection that is going on deeply in our lives that we don't understand. And so at those times is when surrender to his will is paramount. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which kept the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. That is us. Now, it is very possible that we would avoid a lot of that. By just using things of religion to make our life work in the earth. In doing so, we lose the centrality of the cross, and we lose the purpose for which we were brought into the earth for. I'm going to close in prayer, and in the prayer, I want one thing to happen. And I don't need to find out about it at all. It's not how it works. This doesn't work by coalition. It doesn't work by fame. It works in secret. But I have in my care this morning, right now, I'm thinking of four people right off who can't possibly go to church this morning because of the war that is going on in the earth. And what I would like is for three people to be stirred in their spirit to join in prayer as a passion of your life for those four people and the many, many more that we don't know that are in deep warfare. Shall we pray? Father God, I ask that you would give us eyes to see what you see. You would give us ears to hear what you say. And you would give us faith to hope for what you hope for. I also pray, Father, that you would stir in our hearts today a passion to say, I will enter into a battle against the gates of hell because I know who wins. So, Father God, I ask that everyone hears callings, their elections, their gifts would be called to fullness. But Father, I ask for you to stir in a number of people this morning a desire to become prayer warriors for these people. We pray now for your presence in this service, and thank you for it so far. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.